holding my sim of Kufit Ches, my Sifyud. The Bible says, Nech Akum, the base, you leave a goat in your house. So, for this Indian, the Swami, we are like using it as a springboard, discussing what could be the problem of leaving a goat in your house. So, this discussed the 12 problems that have to come up. It's a deal that needs to be known when people have it either inside the house, cleaning ladies, or live ins, or babysitters, or housekeepers, or basically any domestic help you have in your house. You have to know what the problems can come up with in Yonamar. Then we begin to our sugya with speaking about Sifu Eichel. This mentioned different Yonam that, again, the Swami uses a springboard from our Sif over here to what can come up over here. First, we get to Eichel. We read in the Locha Sim Kufi Gimel idea of Bishalachim. When people have domestic help, live ins, their job is really to cook. You don't want to cook at all. Things that are Eilah Shokhalacha, not Nechal Chai, this cannot know Eitzah. How to deal with it, unless you're on top of it. That was used to be before the year 2000, that each of the pilot light, it's here for the idea of a bias of Yisrael. Today, there's no pilot light, there's no Eitzes, and people give their reign to their domestic help, because their parents do the same thing. The Chur of the Kenim usually are the Bayah being trait. Simple the basic cell is not that simple. Another person will settle upon it. So one idea of the Bayah Bishlachim. The second problem is even the soul lift the fire on the top of it. But as partial kashrus, boss of the cholov get new help, or they do what they want, and they have kashrus. The third problem is, even if you took care of the food over here, it took you light the fire, is that the idea of our thing, the kufi ches, they switch things, they put the own ingredients over here, they put one thing to another over here. A fourth thing is, after they make the food, one of the biggest smiles, my kids tell them they go away from a Pesach to these programs over here, the best part of highlight, at least the older kids is, after the meal, we get up and we leave. We don't have to clean up. That's a sort of a you don't have to clean up afterwards. That's what domestic help made for to clean. So you come in the kitchen after they clean, and the milk is poured to the fleshing side, fleshing the milk, the pots mix in between one to another layer, the sponges, the hot water, dishwasher, baking, all the sugar here. And it's always a balagan when they clean up, because you can tell them red or blue, and it doesn't mean much to them. Why, who, what, where, who really cares over here. And there's always a bayah at the cleaning up. You get so many showers, especially your domestic help, what the luck is. A fourth issue is wine. You have wine that people have domestic help, it's not mavushal. Those who don't have domestic help could be mavushal. If anyone has domestic help, does not have a wine that's mavushal. Not kosher, not proper to have it. The wines over here are open, they move it, they take over here. But you have inside the wine. The first five things you get, achilo, is you have to know when you have domestic help, is bishalakim, that you have cashews, that you have switching. The idea when they clean up things afterwards, they get it to the yain. Another thing that's all being down, again, one of the forces of the river, but one all being down on this halakha is the idea of yichud. People have cleaning ladies in Eretz Yisrael, even the people who don't have that much money, they have a cleaning lady once a week sometimes, or they have the men who are domestic come over here and clean up also. I've got to come to shower for years. I don't know who he is, what he is, but she cursed him. So why is it they come and clean? So the problem is you leave them behind, this cleaning lady with your boy who is 9 years old, this yichud. But me, the truth is, you have any niece who comes to seminary and they do you a favor and they babysit your kids, and you have a boy that's 9 years old. Is it a yichud? The lack of a deal over here. You have over here the babysit could be a boy, someone, your nephew, your yeshiva, probably the place to hang out, chill, and all that, babysit the house over here. You left with your niece who's 3 years old, a 3 year old kid over here, just to babysit. But you pay him a little bit to make him, you know, feel at home. At the end of the day, it's a yichud mamish, it's a chesed deal, and you have domestic help. Like if I would leave the country and my wife's left behind over here, so I have to take her to America now, otherwise I have to talk to me because I'm going to give you yichud. But my wife points out that my house, no problem. My house is a freefall, people walk in and out all the time. If a person in my building goes down, he stays up some yichud all the time, I walk in my house into my bedroom, lots of lack things, no problem. Fine, but in general, people do have an issue, so I'm going to give you yichud over here. A seventh issue is that when you have livens, domestic help, you can have a mishpoch like that, they eat with you. And therefore, what comes out, especially again to Yontif, is a big problem. At the end of this year was Friday Shabbos. To cook for them on Yontif is nisr. Lack of idea. If you're moist for them, or cooking for them, is mamash nisr. It's a problem. My cleaner comes once or twice a week. My wife makes some coffee and eggs. And he likes coming. He'll miss other people that's coming to us. But he gets no service over here. And he's not expecting it when he gets food over here. People live and expect it. So you have to understand the local yichud over here. And the eighth thing is, the sugya to get to Shabbos. The first time I gave a chavur on the meal lochi, 25 years ago, to see the meal over here, so I had a roasting in chavur, They gave over all their time they gave to the Rices, to their opponents. The Rav came over to me and told me, you're saying the whole shiur incorrect. The whole thing is wrong, right? The whole thing is incorrect over here. So my colleague says, you have to first know if a meal lottery is awesome. They don't know it's awesome. And over the years, I've asked people on domestic help, but like, really, it's awesome? And the clue is, they have no idea. The domestic help is made to take care of Shabbos. All the things from cooking, to malacha, to anything they go do over here. And it was, when he told me, like, come on. But over the years, I've had people on my Shabbos meal, and I've asked them, yeah, it's chumrah, you know, fine, ideas of their concepts, you know, it's not all to what it's going. Everything's more to Burmese, everything's more to what Burmese, not sure what Burmese over here is. You know, light, that's not Burmese, it's a slow objective, a dark team over here. No, that's fine. I can't tell you, but put on the light, you know. It's the coolest. So, of course, people do not know about Milwaukee. It's a certain places, not now, it's Tibor, it's Mamish, it's a Mesh Mitzvah, Mamish. And therefore, every time I give a Milwaukee, well, yes, Osir, and these are the call. We might have to know the first one that's also there. A nice problem over here, it's a Kofanwing Zhang, or Kofanwing Zhang, it's on Sigur Chinuch. People are getting very spoiled. And then they get married, and they go there, and they had the domestic help at home, so their clothing's on the floor there, they know how to clean up a table, they know how to put away things in the laundry over here. As one guy told me, he gave his kids a socks to put in the laundry, and the kids were supposed to laundry, a little kid over here, 3-year-old, so Mom said, we had to put the socks, the kid wants to top his bed, put those next to the bed. And she put it on the bed on the floor, and then it was just laundry. Fine. People are, it's true that people grow up in one style and then they get married and they switch to a different style. As the illness is over, one generation is luxury, the next generation is necessity. Over 20 years ago, and I know if it's out of advertising, Ikdashir is now luxury, it's necessity. There's no extra Ikdashir in the mirror. If you don't have Ikdashir down in the mirror, it won't show up. Even though there's decent weather now, talking about even Ireland, you know, 9 days, no one show up. While over time, luxury turns into necessity. That's facts over here. That's how things go. I wanted to get a cell phone over here. And my son, in base medrash, you know, years ago, to get a cell phone. My 9-year-old now is telling me she needs a cell phone. She's 9. Who are you calling exactly? Half my class has a cell phone. What do I do with it? I'm going to play Snake on it. I assume they throw a Snake. Well, I'm not sure what they're doing, but over time, things change over here. We get more and more spoiled. I see people who go to Pesach programs and they come with their living. So they're paying you when they come with them. They have to be around to Pesach. With the whole problem, they're having a living, but they get to sleep over here. I see people come to Eitz Yisrael with their domestic help over here. They play for a ticket, you know. They want to get a comedy class, not business. They get a business, but want to get a comedy class. And then I had a guy just passed, he told me, like, his parents, I don't know what happened over there, less money, or they signed with you. You have to live on a budget. And the guy comes over to me, he's like, what's a budget? He's like, I always, whenever I need to buy payment or anything, I just start with a credit card. What does it mean to, what does that mean? How do you do that? What is that? Like, you marry a couple, yeah, but they asked the parents lost money, and they asked what happened there. So, like, he's asking, what is a budget? Every time I buy, you just swipe the credit card. What's those? You go, I need a store, I go out, you swipe the credit card. What does that mean? So, there's a concept that people get spoiled. Now, we are all spoiled, different levels over here. But the idea of having domestic help, if you planted the Neitaro or the Yeshiva, it's not usually done except that way. That people don't know how to practically, not just clean up, but take care of themselves. They don't know. People come themselves after they're to show the domestic help. They don't have the basic fundamental tools of how to deal with themselves. No, it's mind boggling sometimes. So it's also an idea to know the problem over here of having domestic help and going around over here. The 10th thing that's forming down is obviously the idea of tzniyus. You could tell them all the rules and regulations. They're clueless. They can't relate. They don't understand the basics. You know, it just doesn't really work over there. And then the worst thing is you tell them all these rules. And then the cleaning lady or the domestic help they have in your house, oh, she can do all the things, and a friend next door doesn't do those things. So what you, yeah, I'm going to do this thing with my neighbor, she can wear pants, and I can wear pants. So what's the big deal? It covers everything. Try to explain to her what pants are, you know. But she doesn't do it. She wears a little cut top over here, or a sleeve, and he's the rabbi, like, or whatever, he also has a beard, or quasi. So it's hard, the idea of seeing if they can't understand what's going on over here. Nothing in the 11th thing they point out is partial the ruchnius. You know, let's say you're being mocked, you have your filter over there. When you have these domestic help, you see things you shouldn't see, and you hear things you shouldn't hear. They have an iPhone, right? Do they need a filter? Wash, they need a filter. Everyone knows the best babysitting tool today is an iPhone, right? Because you have to take care of the kids, you give the kids the phone, they're in the park, he's crying, he has a phone, and it's not, even if you put on the filter, what level was the middleware, it's the roughies are really affected. After all that said, you know, take all these beyond them, my son, what are hours of middleware? Could be base, could be gimbal, could be down, could be as well. Visual lock means stay away from Goyim. Pass lock means don't associate with Goyim. The idea of beer, don't even drink beer in their establishment. Kolshkei, not to have a friendship over here. People have told me, Chaver, my Shiva class in this Flatbush, my first language they told me was Spanish. Why? Because the domestic help took care of them. Then they learned over the years English over here. That's their association. I'm a Chaver, who reminds me when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he would get some cure packages by his person who helped out in his house, half year man, and get some cure packages from the guy, not from his parents, cure packages. And then he had questioned how to deal with life, he'd pull his friend over here, who is the domestic help inside the house over here. Her parents are busy, parents have also jobs over here. And he asked me new shallows over the years, what to go do with this guy who's taking care of him, even after he got married and has kids over here, it's just all the association one with another. And this mom can negatively search for you, staying away from going. Guy sends you care packages, let me think about it for a second, you know. And they have the great magazines, all these comics over here, getting over there, there's all that guy, enjoy the lives with them, we're walking together. Fine, go well for mine. But my sister, these are obviously clear problems over here. Now, with these 12 problems over here, it's not that simple. You can't say, don't get domestic help, don't have a maid, people live in certain societies, you have to live up to the Jones and the Richardsons, you have to make that easy, and you have to have cleaning help and domestic help, and you have to have maids, and people discuss, they go to the mountains together, she be one maid, your maid, both maids, you know, all three families together, do you need two or three, like this? It's an interesting question I've been asked over the years, of people want to fly to Israel with their maid, guys in Kabul are now the next generation, in the sense of kind of luxury over here. But part of the way to the second the problems is you have to first know there are problems. People tell me they've grown up without even realizing their problems. People, especially in South Africa, used to be, now it's a little different South Africa, but used to be that was the whole society that way. So that's life. Rav Strumbach had a whole tshuva in Chelgal about Rav Strumbach, the head of the Dabs right now. Half the year he lived in South America and half the year he lived there. So for decades he did this. And the tshuva about that people give over the house to Goyim. Because they're in charge of everything. And that's how it is. People come in and live with the bathroom. The maid goes shopping, and they unpack, and they cook. They do everything. You live in kings and queens, it's about to live there. Why come to anywhere else? It's wonderful. And you write some tshuva, there's massive problems. See, it's roughness and visual. He says, the boss might not be a problem. That might mean that nobody, that's the least of the issue of switching the boss over here. Well, why should they switch it? Well, they get nothing out of it. But all the other young that come with it, they're raising children, and you give it up to the Goyim who just have a whole different value system, is something that you first have to know to be able to deal with. So, I mean, or people who does not really get to them now, some of the people maybe who are recording me to get them in a couple of years, go back to the States over here. In my sense, the idea that is, again, it should be known that there's a problem, and then how to deal with it, each one has to be dealt with it, each one on his own. The get out sigur. We found the sigur over here about leaving oichel and abayis together with the goy. Now, again, there are two sigurs over here. The idea of leaving oichel with a goy, idea of leaving kelim with a goy. Two different sigurs. The get leaving kelim with a goy, that's a lot of simple kutzal basic test. You get to the end of this man. The mechaba says a case over there where you give goy your kelim, you might use your kelim. The more the case where you leave a goy in your house with your kelim, with your own house over there. People also not know. The mice, you tell a babysitter to come, someone not sure what term it is, you say, I need a babysitter from 9 to 11. That means giving her 2 hours, saying you're not going to be home over there. What's a local? The kelim are usher. A local. So we're sure true about this. They're forth, they're sharp. All right, the kelim's a problem. That means you give a babysitter to come and say the kids are sleeping over here. Or, you know, give me machma, not take a housekeeper on this trip to Israel with, you know, like, come on, a couple of days, I don't have to have a living with me. She leave her behind in the house. Most people tell me they leave her behind a couple of days. The law says the kingdom is a problem. This is the twine without Sugir, not Mamash Sugir. What are you going to do with the other? This is Shalom Eislais, this idea over there of depends on the big pot or small pot, the law can get to the king cash, the tiles are there. The other, what the law is, but again, there's a lack of knowledge. You have a housekeeper. You go to your job, you go to a higher concern, right? You go from 9 to 1. by kids, by the babysitter, or by the tarong. So you leave your person behind in your house at the clinic for a couple of hours, and after kolon of Yitzhak Nechtas or Mirasas, the kingdom are up Mamash Abaya, Mamash problem. Lack of knowledge, even the material over here in this world, numerous people don't believe me until I show it to the campion, until I show it to the Moshe, campion until I show it to the forest. All right, we gotta find out how to be a smoker. People, and on the fourth right, people don't know. And I've argued with people over the years, and people in Jekyll, now earlier, it's a lot of, no one argues a point of it. They gotta be mutter. They haven't came back to me with a kind of heter yet. I keep challenging, come back with the heter. It's been years already for each person. I said, people don't know without the clone, the HDF is our clone over here. I said, the Kalim is our problem. Fine, that's to get the Kalim. But to get back to the end of this line. Again, to us, to get the Sikh of Oichlan. We have a mission over here, and we're Zorah Dav Samuk Test. The mission over here says, Hemliach Goy Bechanot. The case over here in the Chavah is in the Sephayis, same thing over here. Afol Pish, Yoytim Nechnas, even though Yoytim Nechnas Mutter, not the way how the Oichlan says over, Yoytim Nechnas is a heter. Even though in the case of Yitzhak Nechtas, the mindset's mutter. Unless your idea that we're not coming back within a certain amount of time, what this man is, Machlokis Tanakama, or Rishab Shim Gamliel, Tanakama says the amount that you have this barrel over here can make a hole in the barrel, seal up the barrel, and dries up the seal over here, which Kamal Tanakama says that's the amount. Shim Gamliel says no, it's a long time over here, because you see when you get it, make a hole and seal up, you see there's a hole there. The amount over here is to break off the Magufa, the lid over here, create a new Magufa, seal up the Magufa, ending above the Lamais the Baya. That's the mission. Now, the point out, the Lashon of the mission is Hamaniach. You left the Rebbe behind in your Chanot or Bayit, and what's Halacha, even though Yitzhak Nechtas is Mutter. Said the Shach, is Mudoik, but the Yebid is Mutter, the Chachilo doesn't work. Now, the Shach goes in further, it says, Gemara's Maskar is not the way, and the Shach comes out really there are three Dargis over here. Three Dargis. The Dargis when it's a short time, the Dargis when it's a long time, it's darker that's even above a long time, even more than that. That means the way that the Shach comes out, I'm going to go this way, something it's a short time, that means Yitzhak Nechnas. Yitzhak Nechnas is Mutter L'Chachilo. Become Lashon V'yev, but we have to be safer. Yitzhak Nechnas is Mutter L'Chachilo. Above that, not Yitzhak Nechnas, is Mutter. It is a Mirsas, not a great Mirsas. That's Lachah B'yev. And then there's something we might say above that. Above that. So the Shach is, first of all, we have these three levels over here. Yitzhak Nechtas, a long time even above that. So there is a Rav Palin that says, if you're talking about Yitzhak Nechtas, we should use the Baruch B'Kat Chodoy. Come on, sometimes you've got to be realistic and not be talking about it. But put that aside, what is the get of a short time, what's the get of a long time, what's above that? So there's a going, some Kukhotes, there's a Birki Rash and the Sugin of Samach Dalet, Kesef Mishnah. They come along and say the get over here is a shear of a mill. No, that's a short time. What's the mill? Comes from the right for you, Ramon and Reis Tamach. Gimel, the mill is 18 minutes. 18 minutes, that means a short time, that's Gula Chachilo, is more than 18 minutes. Anything above 18 minutes, a person is afraid, not afraid to come within 18 minutes, is not the cloud of Yitzhak Nechtas. When people say, yeah, Yitzhak Nechtas in the store, I come every couple of days, that's not what it means, Yitzhak Nechtas, Gula Chachilo. Take it a step further. Step further. What's above a long time that doesn't work? So the Bach says anything that's more than a half a day already, that's above of even what's a long time. That's above a long time. Now, is it clear we'll get another half a day from? Says the company, oh, you're right, not clear. That type of shigal das, what exactly it is, every case, every mikro, every situation over here, what does it mean every single time? But the mindset has to be something that you're chishish, or you're saying when they come in. Says the company, but let's say, you know, every day, I'll come in once in the morning, and that's it. Every day, once in the morning, once a night, and never in between. It goes on for a couple of weeks. After a while, you know he's not coming. Do you think? No, he's not coming. So that's not literally the category of Yitzhak Nechtas. That's not even a long time. You know from morning and night, and a long part of the day, that's it. He won't be there. For example, like compared to the sugya of being a shimon by Yichud. By Yichud, people say, just give the key to your neighbor, come in whenever you want. So my father's a tzal, he was a great shimon. He'd walk in all the time. They're afraid of Mirsas. After a while, they took away the key from him. Maisa, the other neighbors, you give the key, and you get a key 5 years ago, they never walked in 5 years, and yeah, I have Mirsas, and they're not coming. They don't know what the key is. They know what's happening here. It's Mirsas. Even after a couple of weeks, they're not coming over here. No, that's not Mirsas. It's partial. The thing is a deal of giving the key over, or a couple coming, whatever you want. Here's a combination. That's not Mirsas. Mirsas means when they come. Now, what exactly is it come? Is it every day? No. But it's only, yeah, they're coming over here. Now, like, as we heard about elephants, however, where's the sugya? I think it was a mirsas yitzvah nechnas. Was there? Was no halachah shulchanaruch about the sugya mirsas? Those words, or yitzvah nechnas? Mirsas, not sugya mirsas. Mirsas is a sugya yitzvah nechnas, and this is a sugya. It's really tzavos sugya. It begins tzavos sugya. And there are numbers. The numbers are what? A kilo is less than 18 minutes. We have more than that. So the mirsas is yitzvah nechnas. Maybe another idea we are. That there is a sugya. Our sugya, the place for the sign. And we have Rashi upon sugya, the case of Yain, that's our valid. Because the Mishnah, the sign over here, the Kohen says, of Noah says, get away his milk. That's not a chila. More than 18 minutes is not a chila. Now they point out the what? Guy pops in, right? Comes every couple of months, and then he leaves. So he comes whenever he wants. So maybe after Mirsas. Someone came in every couple of months. He's not coming next couple of days for sure. Next couple of days, he's not coming. There's no chance of coming. No one's popping in. That might work over here. That's good over here. My lechur, what really is happening over here, and they're coming maybe from a different sugya. Really, the second lechurian sepays. We'll have to maybe put them together. That means the idea of mirsas is yitzvah nechnas, and we do have numbers for it. There's another idea over here, our sugya, not having hano from the chalipin. Not a gain for messing up the contract they have with the OU over here. Now, to be clear, it's not what it says over here. What we hear these sons of is not they're really too close. What it says over here is they're not going to gain out of it. What's the point? That means, first, coming once a month is for not yitzvah nechnas. I can't hear anyone will tell you that's yitzvah nechnas. When they say the word yitzvah nechnas once a month, they mean. One time what?
He'll come back one time, eat him as something.
He never
and
does. I'll never do. They usually call in advance.
They can do it. So they do it once in a while. Okay. That's good.
But they don't. The company knows they're not coming.
They have to bring their elephant back.
18 minutes left. They don't. There's no reason. They don't. Next couple days, don't. They're traveling to other places over here. You know that you tell the guy, it's like telling the babysitter, tell them 9 till 11, not coming home. You tell me, I'm going to this company, going to that company. The only thing you have to know is that this guy is another company. I'm checking out over here, checking out over there.
Every time, every week, he does it differently.
It's not such a big deal. Okay. The people told me who work in the catching area, there's no mirsas. They know you're not coming. People tell me, go on checking, they know you're not coming. They know. I think maybe say a little bit more than what you think. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to get a little bit more than that. That means, first, again, and even if you're right, no one's coming in 18 minutes. No chance he's driving out to go, has to go,
once
going to a flight.
Once in a while, does a shtick. He's
not one time. That's it. Zero. But no mirsas, those things. My school, they're not getting. But they haven't nothing to get either. Let's go to the second shalom here. Again, we have a shalom here, they're not going to gain out of chalipin. But first, let's understand what it means. The question here really is a situation they're not going to gain. But maybe their gaining is that they're being matched with Klal Yisrael. We have to be chashish that they want to get you. They're out to get you. That is their chashash they have to worry about. Maybe they want to give typhus. Why? For the sake of giving typhus. Is that a chashash over here? The Gemara of Azad Afid Aleph, it brings down that people go to Luxor. And over there we see that there are pots, one next to another, Yisrael cooking his kosher pot, next to Goy cooking his tray pot. And the Gemara says, Loy kosher loy chachamim. Come on, let it happen. It's very Gemara, my loy kosher, we're not kosher for. The Gemara speaks to us, me, the Abayo. What? Okay.
He said, OU does.
Side by side?
Huh?
Does what?
Within 18 minutes. Come in
to restaurants.
Huh?
Restaurants?
I'm
assuming it's salad. We'll get to the end, maybe discuss all you want. We'll have to figure out. First, what it says in Pedro here. What the issues are, go to the sugi picture. Now, again, the rest of my chashuv, what are you worried about? We should bring it back. Well, what are you worried about? The rest of what are you worried about? Maybe the yid turned his face around, and the guy came along and switched. Look, his tray for your kosher. That's what it says. Don't worry, he's out. What? To switch on air. So, what does it mean? Don't worry about that. Explains Tasis, the Moshe Tasis, what does it mean here, on the Sikh of Nineveh Zara, that if there's a problem here that your meat is bought as Shemina, his meat is Kafosh, you'll have it anywhere here. But stop, just turn your back, and you guys have the same type of meat over here. Both are Shaman and both are Kafosh over here. We're not Tasis. Leichashino. That means the clouds were not Tasis, the Tasis. Upon the sugya, they're out to get us. It's not bringing chloride. We have the Gemara, when we discuss the sugya of Kuftes, Kuftes Dalet, of bringing yain from one place to another. The Gemara speaks out to bring yain to the port of Akko. By Akko, you need a case of a shemu there. Why? Because you might put yain inside the maraisa. I mean, by maraisa, the maraisa is smaller because the wine is more expensive. To get the place, the wine is cheaper. Maybe put the wine inside the maraisa. Because the Gemara, if you're worried about the putting a wine inside the maraisa over here in the port of Akko, maybe I'll adapt that also switched. So the Gemara, no. The wine is more expensive. Usually a wine is one to kistro, it's $1 per barrel. Here, that's the maraisa. Mashing, the wine is $4 per barrel, 400% more. Therefore, the idea over here of switching when it's not worth it, we see we're not worried about. The common person says, from maraisa, they're putting wine inside, when the wine is more expensive, we're not fishish. Now, agav, the most case over here is where the barrel is 4 times the amount of wine over maraisa, 400% increase. That means people try to tell me the Yeter or Moshe. Let's say the non-kosher milk, the camel milk, is more expensive, double price, triple price, 4 times the price over here. Even Kotel Moshe is definitely getting a non-Sadi and Vadan smutter. People try to tell that to me. I said, Moshe came to offer the Pichodosh. Pichodosh is rice from rice. That's more expensive, not to worry about it. Moshe said, we did not go like the Pichodosh. That means it's 400% more in price. So Moshe, no, that's not nichol leheter. You need a non-sadi of a koch of a shalav here, and the fact that it's so expensive, 400 times more the price, is still also look at pichodosh. So first we see the Gemara's case of 400 times the amount, and that's not good enough for chol of akum to make it oishol of akum, but it's enough for us, not in the chalipim. And therefore, we're saying Shabbos a place over here, and we see it right. The goyim not after will get you. This is sorry, the Maisa, the base station brings down the back of ice from the Rash, both say, sorry, now to get you. The Rosh says that way in the Gemara on Zoro. The Ran's words are Milsa, Pshiti, Lo'ilim, Lechashinim, Gerim, Achim, will get you over here. The Azura, Tashvaz, Kreshariduro. And therefore, 12 here brings down the Maisa, not Chashin, the Achim will get you. So first we have the simple idea, the not Achim will get you. Asad Hashani, come over here, the Torah Sabayas, and brings down the Ben Chanel says, what is the eats of having this guy over here cooked by you side by side? So the Ben Chanel, you know why? I remember the four things from the outside. He says either so the Ben Chanel is a shamer there, a shamer, or you locked her inside this house over here that she can get shaykes. Says the Beis Yosef, we see clearly that the Ben Chanel argues on the Rashi. The Ben Chanel comes over and says, "Allah is you're happy, chalishish, that maybe the women are out to get you." Okay, first of all, we have Ben Chanel likes this piece. Second, we had a Ben Yisrael Kuftan as well, but a Sukkot Vino. Over there, we discuss what does it mean to ask the Gemara? Why is Chazal asking it? We have 10 reasons. We have the Mishnah, we have the Gemara, we have the Shayim. Over there, came along the Ramah, the Mor brought down that Gemara, are we Chayshish that see Tchilas HaChaliva? Says Ramah, the Chila, you have see Tchilas HaChaliva. A Kam cannot make Gemara out of Chol Tomei. But the other is Motor. In fact, I find him, why are you worrying about it for? They plan to make milk into cheese over here. They know that. Gemara Chol Tomei does not work. So what's the chash? It says the Ben Shmuel brought down the Mordechai, the chash is worth the chol of tummy to get you. How to get you? And we're off fishing, doing things in Mamash Lachis. It's a bach over there, and Moshe, that's pshat in the Ramah. The most thing over there, the Chachilo, you see Tchilis Chalibo, what the chishis, the Maisi come on to go get you over here. Lo'id. This idea, when the Rosh says over here, but the Sukkot Moraisa, by the case of the Pat side by side, the Maisi, we make it even the Chachilo, not have to go get you. Over there, on this Rosh, on the grace of Oshri, being done by a time not to worry, he disagrees, so they have to go get you. So we have Rishonim, Ben Chananu, the Rosh, Ben Tamu, who are Chayshish, the God might say, I have to go get you. So we have Machlokes clear among the Rishonim. Halacha, do we have to worry about this, that even when things are more expensive, we have to worry that they have to go get you over here. So again, we have Machabur and Ramah. Machabur here by Sefiel, the Ramah is Sebeis. Mechaber by Sefiel discussing the Libra Grape behind the house says, Lechashin, we're not Chashish. Pashkul is not Chashish. The Amor and Sefiel discussing the sending it with enough, we're not Chashish. Well, right now, Amor extends more the case of the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber of the Mechaber is Mechaber, as a case of sending. That means the Mechaber of the Amor and Sefiel is really the Lechon Sefiel over here. Therefore, the victim among the Shamas say that we're not Chashish. We're not going to say the Grape Achel get you over here, and not the Mechalipin. Now, once we're not chayshish, one of the gedorim will not be chayshish. That's because we have a chayshish shayim. Those of machu, mikul, we are not chayshish. They're out to go get you. What does he get over here? That means, is a very important question is this l'chadchila, l'chadchila did not forget you? Only once they did it, and they send it, did he ever not to worry about it? One question. A second question is, let's say, if they could do something to you, it won't cause them any of a loss. In the most case over here, they could put wine inside your rice and it cost them a lot of money. That one question, not worth it then. Let's say, it cost them nothing. Switch one for another. Are we then chayshish? And the third question is there a chiluk whether it's a case of basic soul, not chayshish? Or is it a case of basic akum? Let's go to each one. First, the question may be not to be chayshish, the out will get you here to make trade over here. So again, you look at the we and the wash, they're being down the sink over here by what they're doing in this panel here, putting past one next to another. Therefore, the end of Toysis, therefore, we let Shvachis in your mouth, they have Chilu go cook one next to another. That means the Re in Toysis, and the washing gets even like a Chilu, so the Pitari even like a Chilu. At Sarah Shani, you read the Beisation by us, it brings out beside the Benchanan disagrees. The Rabbi says, Bediyevet, not like a Chilu, only Bediyevet. Therefore, Moshe says, Pshat, the Monsim Kuv Desvob, only Bediyevet, not like a Chilu. Chantim Nomad says, Kam Kakulum happened because of this in Yemen. It's in the Bible, L'chadchila b'chlish, the concept over here, b'machmet, the halacha of not knowing chlish is not a halacha, L'chadchila only b'di'evet. It's aleph. Second is, when there is no tircha, or no hefsed, for them to go switch, do we have b'chlishish? So we have the Gemara's case, the Chantes, we have the case of Chantag. Chantag needed one simen. One in one simen, the Gemara has a case of pay. What's pay? Pass. First Gemara, what do we worry about pass for? If you can switch your pita that's hot for their pita which is cold, we'll see one's hot, one's cold. Elam, I'm going to switch something that's good for bad from the pita to soyin. You see, when the pita to soyin over here. So, what are you worried about over here? So, we're worried. Echami, they're the same thing over here. There's no difference. There's the same thing. They look exactly the same. Can't dodging the little switch. It says Rashi, we can't dodging the little switch. Where's the Rashi? Is? Bemi did less late with Vocho. You gained nothing out of it. And you need one, and therefore, that's why one sim is enough, and only two simonim. So what do Rashi say? He'll switch his bread for your bread. Kiyat Dodinu. There's no Ravacha. And therefore, yes, it's one simon. Be a simon. That means Rashi is saying that when they gain nothing out of it, and then if they lose anything out of it, there's no tirch out of it, when it's very easy to switch, let's be chayshish. Therefore, the Marit, Shuvah, he brings down Rashi. He brings down the Salocha. That's Bill, brings down also Rashi, earlier. It says we do have to be chayish over here. When there's no tirch for the switch over here, maybe even though not nenem chlib is a problem. If you look at the Gilu Masha on the page over here and Sefiyot, it brings down over here Rashi, it brings down Marid over here, it says you have to be chayishish. Shtem Chachuvah, Tzama Tzedek wants to go this way, he says Shemir. I said Hashemi, to argue the point, Rach Shugam brings down Rashi, he says Rashi says that's Yochid. Come on the Bina for Pichodosh, but Rashi says no Ravach means no real Ravach, a little bit of Ravach, has to be some Ravach, why is he switching for over here? Right, so Maisa, they bring down the Mogarvam, the top of your gimel, Maisa is Mekel, at all, you know, Shoshan goes away. The Chacham Tzvi is the eyes in the Taino. Why would a guy do something that out to get you? The Kama is only sweet when the guy knows the Kama happens. Right, when you do the Kama to a person, he doesn't realize he did it. He lost the whole taste of the Kama here. The whole mile is, you chapped him, but he can't prove it's him, and something went wrong over here. This is what? They're going to do something, he's going to go get you. And you have no idea that he got you. There's no point to that. You gain nothing out of it. So people want to get you, that you always somehow find out. Part of the tshuva of getting a person is that you want the guy somehow, some level to find out, otherwise they'll come over there. So the point is that guy's not going to get you if he's not going to find, if you're not going to find out over there. Therefore, time is over here, there's no point to switch something that doesn't do. One pass, another pass. So those are the three, they either want to argue the Rashi, or they want to say Rashi, that's Yochid, or maybe there has to be some of Vokal there. America, they will come on the place game, and the Chalk Benjamin and Zorah, come on this Reina place game, if there's no Vokal, Echnami is still coming to Mekel, and there is no Terecha, come on to Mekel over here, and say the Loch is an end of the Chalk Benjamin and Zorah's mother. The third challenge is the Chalk Benjamin and Zorah, but it's not come, there is a Dr. Chu, we need a Perech, not Aaron, to Masnum. Again, the Simus of Boys can not to Mechalik. So Masnum comes out from this Chalk over here, the essential way not being none of the chalipin. You don't get of it, we're not worried about it, go switch it. The main bayah with this heter is, we're not selling chapal and rumus, we're showing the price to be the chachila, only with the effort. Only with the effort. Again, we're building. Now, what does that mean to get practically? Let's say they walk in with chalipin. That means you spoke out, either they'll gain out of money, they'll switch yours, they'll sell yours because it's worth more money. or your food tastes better, or in the case that you speak out when they're hungry, that means kamul kam tzvi, it means on Rashi, says, why did you switch it for? He says, let's say the derif, and you get up and the guy's hungry, he's traveling, take your food, one place, another for an hour, he'll take your food, stop off by another store, buy the exact food and put it inside of here. Therefore, when there's any hanah, it won't be a heter. Again, the hanahs that speak out, either money or taste of here, but it's not, I'll derif, the person can point out, before there's a reason to be chlish, they'll switch over here, or to the place, maybe it's a tzedek. Again, the Shlomo Kluger says not to be choishes. The question is, when he's hungry, no one switched. Not to be choishes. Maisa, you have to be practical here. The Shashi switched, he's hungry. Maisa, maybe yes. Now, what to do with this idea over here? We're coming out of here, and it's a lot of living good behind your house. There are two eats in the Machaber. One is Yitzim Nefnes, which is Man Rabbis B'diavet. And that Nenem Echlipin, the Lubus Paiskim says, the only case of B'diavet. So you could tell you what the Ashkokas are doing, you put the two together. That and then the Chalipin, the Evid, Ritzim Nechlim, the Evid, both together, but it could be a case of Latchilo. You can really argue the point, say it's not that simple, because once the Zman above Zman Rab, you don't even have a case of Ritzim Nechlas. But I think how even the idea of not Nechlim Chalipin in the Gerta, today's day and age, is different than their day and age. Then what happened when they're not Nechlim Chalipin, they gain nothing out of it, but there's no repercussions. No repercussions. Meistens, the Negev to us, we're not letting Chalipin, it also comes out the way how the system is set up, if they have a contract, or they're suing them, or they lose their Tudah over here, or they put up the newspaper, take away their Tudah, there are repercussions. That means the second Shlavit is also Yitzim Nechras. I think numerous companies are not Yitzim Nechras. We are arguing about stores over here. But I think there's a second thing, that they don't gain anything by switching their cloth. They gain nothing. And they can lose out of it. That's not just what I'm talking about, the idea of losing. They didn't have in those days the idea of losing what not in the sleeping. What's going to happen? You send something with a guy to live one place or another, or not going to harm again? Does that break down the concept? What?
It says he's nervous, he's going to get caught.
But that's not over here. You're nervous, you get caught over there, but what? They can sell the schayo. So what happened over there? So the court today, especially today, that they track, you can track all deliveries, especially any company, all the tracking is there, and you can always find out who was sent one to another. So I think this is the idea of Yitzim Nechnas, and in that, then Chalipin with the Mirsas of being quarter there, that means you have two Mirsas to give. That means the Shabbat Arif is only one Mirsas, Yitzim Nechnas Baker, first the Mirsas, Shabbat Arif, and then another Mirsas of not Nenem Chalipin to get the Mirsas from here, how to come out to be a case of Lachatkilo. Let me just point out, what could go wrong with the water? Can't say nothing go wrong. Seltzer, something can go wrong. They put in one wrong ingredient for Pesach. You have to make sure the correct ingredients are inside for the seltzer for Pesach. Now it's very simple. You just track it. You have to really go down and check over there. Yeah, once every couple of months, make sure you're on top of things. They know you're there. It should be like, you know, they just come once a month to get the check over there. So it should be something that they check or they should have access to the computer, see what's being delivered one to another. So it's very easy to create a mirror your own way. Now Chazal is Yitzhak Nechnas, but the idea of Yitzhak Nechnas is what? On the top of things. The idea of being on their system and to see their emails, see what people want, what another is very easy to play. And it has the concept of making Nechnas together in the Chalipin before, that's why it's good Lechachila. Boy, to get another example, they speak out, the case of cameras. Again, they get the cameras, they get the Cholakim, Chol Yisrael, the Ikka the Poshkim, I'm not saying upon it, only the Tzerukim. But watch, over there we need a Ria Mamash, we have a dinner Ria. It's not a sugya mirsas, the cameras work, go to sugya nichol. The Pesukim say if the cameras are working and you're standing in the place where there are cameras, the problem with the cameras in nichol is that there always are ears that are blind spots. And you cannot be there, they cannot be there, right? But what's always standing the cameras? Not be a problem. They have to know it's on, they have to know about it. Mostly over here, cameras are a great so in numerous places, again, depends on certain companies, it's too big, not possible. But the concept of using cameras, they bring down a tshuva and a nevatel, a chutshani, chalpinyavan, the force, all bring down that idea of cameras and mice that do work in the Geirat Hashkocha. They do work. Not before that, but the Geirat Hashkocha, it does work. Practically, the Geirat people, it's very simple. Today, and anyone has a phone who works in Hashkocha, you can see everything in your phone. You see all the cameras at the time. You see everything in your computer. Therefore, same thing against a person in their own house. You have a self-beginning, you have any domestic help mice in your house. It's kedai to put in cameras. They're very cheap now, they tell me. You put them in. What?
Fake cameras.
So, So, like, the guy at the bureau used to tell me, some of them might be fake, but I'm not telling you which one. It's kedai to put on the real cameras. For, first of all, Menuchas Nafshei, you see what's happening over there. And also, people tell me that they cut things. They told me after I gave him a whole shmooze, putting cameras, and he was blown away when he saw his wife, his cleaning lady, cannot do anything in the kitchen. No one will touch any food in the kitchen. So he's at work, and he has his computer. I see him watching the maid take out a frying pan, crack an egg, make an egg, eat himself an egg, wash it, put it away. I said, what's an egg? A mishalakim. Tom says, right, with a pile of your frying pan, mice is trifle beer. So he tells his wife, the old challenger, the maid over here, she said, not true, but her, the Nivra, never did, no such thing. I swear by whoever she swears by, that she did the such thing. I said, fine, okay, she swear by it. Take out the phone, show it to her. Like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, I did it. And over the years, people have told me, and this guy's a Nechapur, he went back to America, and Maisa, so I said, you fire her? I was like, I need her, how can I fire her over here? But Maisa, okay, he's your Shemayim, but Maisa, people over the years, when I say over the story, people tell me, that, every time I get a story back, every single time I have friends living, I think, that's bad, I have a better story for you, I have me over here. They're very proud of their better story. But Maisa, each one has their problem in having domestic health that dies because of the real cameras over here. And again, it's very cheap, and you can see it on the device. It's very simple over here. People tell me also to get when they babysit children over here. They see people hurt their children emotionally, physically, ruthless. Again, the phone that they have is a great babysitter. They won't get a kid to be quiet. The best thing for them to do is, here's the phone, right? They want for themselves, bring a second phone. The best babysitter, the mice, you tell them no phones. Yeah, no, I didn't know I didn't give any phones, you know. The next day, the kids talk about Spider-Man. Why? my kid actually, yesterday, no Spider-Man, Tom and Jerry. This yesterday. No, that also we can have. Where do you get that from? He's 4 years old. So, yeah, put it in Hidabrot. Hidabrot doesn't have Tom and Jerry. Hidabrot matches everything. So it doesn't work that way. We're going to America, they're saying, you gotta leave computers behind. Oh, we're harding the computers. But the mice, so that's one case. The mice, the cameras are very good. They're efficient. They're not any cameras that could die. You should have them. You should put them all around the place. Could die. Another case is because it's practical over here is that a lot of shuls, who's in charge of the shul, who opens the doors in the morning, cleans up at night, and who takes care of it, who makes sure that the Shabbos, the everything is set up, who cleans up after the Kiddush, the goy has the key. Goy has the key. So, oh, Yaakov, it's Kashi, went around to do his Gedolim, is there by Yaakov, the fact that Goy has the key to the shul over here, he's the one who's in charge. I've been to quite a few shuls in Eretzol also that have the Goy in charge. Of course, he has the keys, he can go in and out. So, he went around to the Gedolim and asked the question, what's the luck of the shul in Shabbos morning? So, Chaim Piyaki says, you got a problem. And now it's how it says, you have Tfiyah Zayin, the Simen, not one safe to roll back to Mutla Kilo. Everyone says, the question is, B'dievet, how B'dievet, someone to answer it, but no one said Mutla Kilo. Shem Kosi, Shazinger says, yes, Shemokh Maser. Minchas Pri says, the Evid, they have no enough from switching it. What we do to switch the for what exactly? So the Evid, the mice could settle upon it. Guy told me in the shul, the mice said, the guys in charge of the shul, you know, Friday night, there were 6 pots on the bluff over there. Shabbos morning, there were 7 pots there. So he asked the guy, my hi, what happened? So yes, they delivered it last night, they put on last night. He delivered last night, Friday night, before the shul. Okay, right. What happened? He even got to pull up the 7 pot on top, he left on the floor, and he picked it up, he left up over there. He cooked it. They delivered it last night. They came in and put it on top. I didn't do that, but they delivered it last night. This from shul over here. Okay. So now, which one of the 7 can you eat? You could not eat any of them. So, the mice, this idea of the shul having the key that the guy is in charge of, again, about the correct thing, he's having a couple of keys. The eating coming here and there, checking out, having mirasas, eating nifnas, giving them full shlita is halachically a big bayah. Another shayla is let's say you're the shiva who makes tons of food that delivers it, let's say, to Brachfeld or delivers it to Rabbi Shlomo or to Beit Shemesh over here. So let's say they make like 10,000 shtetls in certain yeshiva in this area over here, and they deliver it to Brachfeld and other places over here. And who's the driver? The driver's not Shabbatar Mitzvahs.
And they have these massive pots, and so what Bishlam they take from the Merkazit, Beis Yishayah, or whatever the shiva is, with the Beis Shalom, all the places where the food is over there. So far, everyone sees it being delivered, Arabs are pushing it on the wagons over here, one thing after another, and half time it spills, whatever, they pick it up, put it back inside. So actually, I saw that happen last week. One piece fell out, like, one piece of Mamash fell out, they put it right back. But there's no buyout without switching because everyone's walking around over there. It's more than 18 minutes. They're mamish in Achidim Nei Yisrael. They're in Beis Yisrael. Mamish. So far. But the shell is how does the mirror, we have to really ask the Mashkiach over here, what exactly does the mirror, how they send things in the truck by the driver is not Shema Torah Mitzvahs? They are now? Oh, because I made another, because 7 years ago I made a hack against it. Fine, yeah, I made a big problem against
it. They were all Magyar.
I made a joke against you guys 7 years ago. They told me 7 years ago they wrapped it up. We saw the pubs over there. It's also there. So I've talked. There's schnitzel. So Maisa, first of all, we point out Maisa could be a porter, but we made like, come on, how can Shiva do that? Maisa, the Shem Kossi had the shoe about this. The Chelik Gimel, we mentioned them. That the Chora, the Shem Kossi is the question. How can Shiva make one place deliver somewhere else by the delivery is not to Shem Kossi Mitzvahs? First of all, we said to switch cooked food that's made ready. We can switch that. There's a chashash that way. Secondly, he says they make such a massive amount. They're not switching; they're taking. They have 2,000 shitzels. They take one. They take one. Put another one in. Who knows when they take anything over here? So no one's taking over here. Then you get involved with also Mavad Dirabim. You get involved with that's the Rakevet to be Machmar car is different. Can be Makele. The Chalbim Yomim says no. You have to Machmar in the case of a car. Rishah was all from a car is. You want to be Makele? Ends up with Sarachin. Voidi says he is from Shlomo Zalman this question. If you Makele Kachilo. Shlomo Zalman says he can because this is his panos to the driver. You have playing around with the front of the back. What? Lose our job over here. So yes, we spoke out then that the tefillah is what we said with Chalpan. But that, the correct number we have, they switched over now, at least in 5 years, the Mashkiach would start in the kitchen, make sure, now the Osher Matar Mitzvah, the drivers over here, and that's the only the Mekayim of Mitzvah, the Reiso, of Mimcha Tim Chalam Yisecho. You get not Osher Matar Mitzvah, you have a Baya of hiring people who should not go do that. Every house, every yeshiva should always only hire Shem Torah mitzvahs. Why? It's not a sigil. A mitzvah deraisa. We are. So Baruch Hashem, we're zaken them to mitzvah sigil. Shmiras mitzvah simonim. Also Shem Torah mitzvahs to hire to get them to get a job over here. And also the Baruch Hashem. What is this? To send the Mashkiach when you have the driver's not come. The Yehudis are who brings it. The Yehudis are Martin Machman, the delivery boy. Simi himself.
Simi does the delivery. Though.
What?
He's Simi doing the delivery.
Yeah. Simi cries himself.
What was Simi?
Martin Machman.
Someone had to go with Simi?
I trust him. He's my cousin. I can't say anything against him. Another interesting child, another case. Dr. Shu discusses, let's say he's sending trade, horse meat. Let's say Reuven is sending to Shimon mamash horse meat through a chilin not Shem Torah mitzvahs. Well, he'll do. He'll switch it. So, do you have to be worried to makshul a chilini switching your food over here to something that's treif? What? That's the whole switch. He'll take out the treif stuff, put in treif stuff, and he'll eat it. He's eating. So, Dr. Chu has a chew about. You say how can Rosh Lomos or not? Involved, you say, no, my son is a Christ, not. It's not like you want to be Machmud. Interesting question. You have to go tell the not Shem Torah Mitzvahs, who I'm sending his treif over here. Because otherwise, he'll come and switch it to make for his own gaining out of it. Building on Sef Yod, Kamal, the Mechaber brings down the Sigur, the Mamshach, the Afi Bezim Lalev. But you have two Gedans, one next to another. That means, Bosso Shkutel, next to Bosso Velo. The meaning was, my son, not to worry about it. The words of the Mechaber is not to be Cheshish. One, not to be chayshish. From says in Mechaber two things. Number one, we're not chayshish that we turn your face around. The switch take out from the nevela. In case over here, that's kosher. And number two, we're not chayshish over here that maybe that sprayed from the nevela out of the pot and onto the thing over here that is kosher. Two separate things. Kamu gavol amotzad lechatchila yish lezar. If you machmal lechatchila, you machmal lechatchila for what? Machmal lechatchila, you turn your back. Therefore, maybe a switch over here. Or what would it worry about? Or a switch, worry about that it takes us over here. So the regular is machlokes taz and shach. What are more being matmat lechatchila? The way how the taz, we need to look at the makrosh by the Mordechai, saying he's warning that you might make a mistake. Not the guy will switch on you. That will happen. You have two pashas in front of you. They look the same. You'll take the tray piece of meat instead of the kosher piece of meat. You'll make a mistake in what you take over here. I mean, for example, we heard Zev say over that you order a smash burger in Lakewood, and there's a similar thing called smash house in Lakewood. Smash house and not smash burger. The same name. You don't know that one's kosher, one's tray over here.
It's a different name.
It's similar. Similar. You don't know. People don't know. I said similar idea over there. That people. It's a similar idea that people can lead to mistakes. You have two pots next to another. One's kosher, one tray. If it looks the same, you take one out of the other. Because Yaakov and others go, this way, Chavadas, the Taz does speak out. Mice, let's say they look different. One's Basar, one's Chalavi. About it, won't be any issue here. The problem is they look the same and you'll make the mistake. For example, a similar idea, not the same case. I had a certain house, Shabbos morning, they serve shulot with horse meat inside. So how do they have horse meat inside? How do they make a mistake? Because I was in this house, and the guy comes there on Shabbos, with his kids are there, and he comes in the house and sees a shulot there. She walks in the shulot, a big shulot, he wants more. He goes to the freezer, takes out the meat in the freezer, dumps it inside with all the wrapping on top of it, and what happened was the maid's meat over there that was not marked clearly, it looked the same as the kosher meat, no marking, and the shulot gets dumped inside. Shabbos morning, the balbosa opened up the shulot pot, my sister sees, right, the balbosa sees inside over there, that there's a shulot there with it. With horse meat from the maid over there that wasn't clearly marked over there. So it was interesting, Shaila Alokha, since Yeshiva guy was all wrapped up in plastic over there, so we went to Berkowitz afterwards. The question was, since we wrapped the plastic a couple of times, so maybe that's clean to a clean. Because the plastic. Berkowitz said, but since it's wrapped on top without being cut, we're going to cut more plastic, cut little plastic, cut more cut, we clean to a clean, and therefore, how long is we clean the shalom if I would? Luckily, but since it's wrapped all around, maybe it goes through the clay. And therefore, the horse being inside the shulot, the mistakes happen when you have side by side in the same freezer over here, horse meat, this cleaning lady over here, the domestic help, and you have kosher meat, mistakes happen. So really, there's a certain way of the mechaba way of saying, the Ramah saying, that chili ish lezara, that mistakes happen. Now, if it's clearly marked off, not kosher, but it's clearly marked off on the cheese over here, 6 hours, like some places have 6 hours, that's not a problem. The thing has to be clearly marked. At least in the Muslim Shema is, how things clearly marked over here. The second way, how the Shachim Sanzi said Shema is, not means that you're going to make a mistake. Well, you have things side by side. The tray is going to spray on top of the thing that's kosher over here. Every day, not every day. Every other day, I get a shayla, things spray. Sakona, Basu Chola, Kol, this, that, that, and other. It happens all the time. So it's just over here. Therefore, so the Shach, so what about things spraying over here? The Yavis went this way, the Yadafan went this way. I said the shaft, what's the Eitzer? You cover it, so it won't spray over one to another. Something number says also, let's say the thing does not spray, you can say it has no Eitzer, also not be a problem. Now, what? So speaks of the Pichodosh, says even the shaft maybe is incorrect. You look at the Makosh boy, the Shat and the Ramov here, it's like the Tash from Mordechai, that you'll make a mistake, take the thing over here. But they slay this MS because we had it in the Boston Bechalov. Where he says, similar to the case involved, over there it says, make sure in one box, not to have milk next to flay shakes that are open over here, discuss in the refrigerator, not to have milk and flay shakes side by side over here, one spills another. Which, if you want to come to my house every week, I'll give you an example. So my sister comes out, and the buyer won't need to over here, the things over spill over here, and says, whether it's a pshanam or not, it's the same aloha that we had in the case involved there. So whether it's this aloha doesn't make a difference, every grease to this right over here, you have to make sure things not spray one to another, balabatish. Therefore, the Yad Yehuda, when he brings it down, he says, his words are, onu roim mechshelis b'chol yim v'yoyim. Every day we see things spraying one to another. And therefore, when you get to boss of b'cholov, it's not trafis. When you get to boss of b'cholov, therefore he writes, what's the correct logo? To have a cube, you chedis, to have a special two separate gas ranges. I realize, Yad Yehuda's writing this in the 1800s in Russia. Didn't have too much going on over there. The swarming now today, people live in houses that are ruachos. And it's like the side over here. So anyways, you go to Adam, right? Those are certain places over here that they live for Rakhas, up to date, right? So the mice said they have every gadget, and to have what? One, two gas ranges, or four gas ranges side by side, multiplication, you have two opposite sides over here. That's solely the correct analogy. Where are you getting it from? This halacha. this halacha of the okay? They ran in that's the better halacha, the correct thing you'll do. Again, the words of Yad Yudim are Mach Batavah Brach and Rosh already. Allah has come to as man as that we have every gadget and we have to not see the grass, who knows how long and how big. So we, but what's, where's our, we have the houses in the lake where you should have about two different sides. Now, there are people too, they have two different sides. And they cook for both sides. No, that's not the point here. That's not the point to have six different gas ranges, four here, two here. The point here is to have fleishiks here and looks over there. I've been in these, like, yeah, we have to. No, the point is to have to why. This halacha, one thing is facing another. Now, might say, okay, we have two sides over here. Two things. One is tzitzis, one inside you might make a mistake, take the wrong thing over here, might get the horse meat inside your shoulder over here. The green says both are emes. Very obvious that both have shot over in the Ramah. From Gomes and the Kuches, that's the shot over here. Are you doing that? Both shot them. The mice are both emes. If you want to take care of both, you can do both. This will be done. Very simple. Cover it. Don't put a case with the tzitzis. A case with a 2 minute shredded. It looks very different. There won't be a bayah making a mistake over here. So, yes, there won't be any chash. But again, a lot of times they look similar. You can't tell the difference. Or they spray one to another. And you have to take care of this issue in the Chachilo. The Evid, yes, it's not a problem. Sukkah is a little bit sakino. We have a lot of Simon Tana case of Gimel, the case of Nimtz over there. We have Shrekis over here. Abad is going to be the Evid, not a Shaila. The Lachakilo, that's not how you run a household. That's not how we how deal with things. You can make a Sim, yeah, make a Sim, mark it off. You know, on the mean, in the refrigerator, we have horse meat, mark it off, yes. Say horse meat, yes. Yes, I agree. Coming as a Tzaitzis once we out. You know, again, yeah, the tree thing or the moss thing that sprays, you cover it.
Right, but
how does
it also
be cheaper? No, it's not spraying out, it's not getting out, it's not coming out. You can't get the kosher thing. I think, but yeah, so, but also, yeah, cover the tree. But also cover the tree for my combo. Sivya Bays is a case of living a shivcha in your house over here. Which sounds like the same halacha as Sifyot. What's the difference between the two? So the way the shopping is now for the Rosh over here, the grain is very clear that way, the say they really there's a separate swing in Sifyot, your base. It's a different case. Look at the Rosh inside. The Rosh is discussing a person who goes to go diving. Mashkiach goes to go diving. I was in a restaurant one time, he asked, where's Mashkiach? And the guy said, yeah, I want to go diving. Oh, which is the case, yeah. They, and every time I go to the certain restaurants, they're always diving. They love diving over here, right? They're mild, mild, come on to here.
The Arabs.
Five times today, I hear. So, Maisa, the question is, what? Why over here coming to your map? What's the chash over here? So, again, the state of the heter is what? We send Sefiot, either Yitzim and Nechnas, or there's no Ravacha. Over here, what's the case over here? You're leaving behind, you're going to Shul over here, and speaks out the Shach over here, both of them are a problem. We said Yitzim and Nechnas, he knows, you're not coming back in 20 minutes. 5 minutes till you get a minute till you come back over here. So Mike says not nichol. You want to wait for the koyik, not to go to Nicholas more than zman of a tefillah over here. That's the minimum. That's where 18 minutes. Sound like damage then also 18 minutes. But I'm not going to do that. You have a bayah of going to Nicholas. A second thing over here is that you leave her in the house where again she take care of your food over here. That's the case. The problem here is that she can also go ahead, hold it not to have revocha. She'll have revocha. How's she going to have revocha? Two ways. Either because she's eating the food with you, she's your cleaning lady inside the house, helping making you the food over here. And if you want to leave your shvacha in your own house, go to mean over here, she's eating the food she gains, she wants a certain taste. Or, as everyone knows, that when a cleaning lady or a domestic help makes food for you and you praise them, they like the praise, they appreciate the praise, and you like praise them because then they make the same thing next time also. So they want the praise, they want the food to taste good. Whether they eat it or not, they want to taste good because people like it. Curse story, people like it, thank you. I think it goes a long way by a lot of people. Therefore, it comes along over here that we have the two reasons why they make the Sifyud over here. Sifyud basically the Chachilah not to be Samech upon it. Why not to be Samech? Because the two are terms not apply. Yitzhak Nechlas is not Chachilah, he's going to Shul over here. The idea is that he won't have a Revachim and not in the Chalipin, and not so she'll have a Revachim in the Chalipin. How? Will be Moisim over here. The Revachim is either her own taste or the idea of gaining out of it or the idea of could they say thank you to her?
So you
clean the
she's not
cooking. No, that's case of it, right? You can shwach in your house to bring the food. Right? Yes, I'm going to say, the word of the camp of the rice, rough
to you.
Another situation. Now, in this halacha, coming to Ramah is Mamshech, let's say a kilkul does happen. Now, the Makorah of the Ramah is coming from the sugya of the Shibuli Aleket. look up the Shmuel Aleket. Shmuel Aleket is saying three separate points over here. Number one says the Shmuel Aleket. Let's say a guy, he said he did something lahakis against you. Lahakis. Why was he against lahakis? What's the halacha in that case? Over here, the halacha is not, the question can go either, not go either. Come on, Gabon says, does lahakis is not to be semichal. Now, in lahakilo, you can't give it to her to go eat. She can't eat it. In lahakilo. Now, come on, the Shach, he points out, why daf lahakis? In that case, it makes it. So, what that is, lav dafko lahakis, in the case, it makes it. Shegeg, and come, can't give it to her. But the knas against her, in the case of not lahakis, Shmuel Aleket's case, the case, it makes it. Oh, that's what Shach called, the Kodesh Kitoyer. Look at that, I'm going to go this way. The Shach in them, Shmuel Aleket is Lavdako, because it was out of Orchid Shulchan. Again, we'll see the Pesach Shubo. The disagree is going first from Isha. However, we first have to get to the second point. The second thing is, who's an Osa to? It says, someone does something, but Mason Lach is, it's Osa to who? So look up the Shmuel Aleket, it says Osa to all Goyim. All Goyim cannot eat this food. You can't give it to her, or all Goyim. Come along with the words of the Rabban. He says, who did that give it to? Sorry. Isa. You can't give her this food over here. Simply to her. Come along with Shach. Meaning, the Torah's cat says, oh, Michael. So over here it says, oh, Isa's lab dafka. Means for all Goyim. And then again, the Mishra, friend of the idea, for Shulchan, says, all Goyim. And you have to realize, Shmuel Aleket said two things. On these two things, come along with the Rabban, the Shach says, lab dafka. Number one, he says, Aloch is what Slahak is. Don't give it to all Goyim. The Ramah, and he switched it and said over here, the case over here is amazed and not to give it to her. Kamal Lushach and says, why collect this lab dafko? On that, Kamal Pishachuva, being a Torah from Moshe, it's dafko. Dafko. What's going to happen? The case of Lahachis, don't give it to all Goyim. The case of amazed, not give it to her. And explains why. What's Lahachis? She's trying to get you, so when you cannot eat it, you have to give it to this guy, that guy, the other guy. She, something that she gained out of it. Masha Enke would end up amazing. Why should she wants to gain out of it? You don't let her go eat it. Oh, she's not gaining out of it. Look, she did over here. That means it comes along. The question over here is the Shach's kind of ugly. First of Moshe, are there two separate halachos over here? Lahakas to all Goyim. In the case of when it's amazing to only her? Well, no, it's lav dafka, it's all the same thing over here. A third point over here, they speak out. Maisa, we're saying over here, not give her, can go sell it. So speaks out the base hill, because Zach means down. Maisa, he can't sell it. What is there over here? Come, they do think that Hakkas all disagrees. The third thing the Shmuel Aleket over here says, come along with the guy and tells over here, the guy says, he just know, I put inside the food tray. I see now. The guy says, no, I put inside chaz or horse meat, I put the things inside. Maisa, see now. Usually what happens, yeah, we run with you with your work over here. And they didn't get a fight, whatever the wages are, whatever the things are, you know, they want to go on a date, you know, you say, no, you have to stay home because you have to watch your kids over here. Each one up to the case over here is. So, basically, the end of the argument is what happens to the domestic help says, just know, I trade up a chaz in your food. They say these things, are they never? So, come on, the base station, being that Shmuel Aleket is not never. Shach says, and the price coming down, the base station, the Torah's chaz, he's not never the key who's there. No, that's the Dakashuva. We now have a Fadoshim, it says, and they says to you, say, you're not Nemo, sit down in front of her, eat the food. Sit down, sure, you are not Nemo, zero. You have no Nemo, sit down, eat the food in front of you. They say, well, a vice for Moshe fancies himself, was going to be a Sadi Kedushim. Comes over with tears and says, just know, I have Mazanda and my son Zamam, so they can get married. Moshe turned to her and said, you're not Nemo, and saw me Sadi Kedushim. Takes a picture on the spot, no, to call up anyway, check it out, make sure you're not now. And it's not a condition, is there? Guy says, yeah, I put shit, you're not Nemo either. I say it earlier. Now, there are two exceptions, this one discussed over here at least. One is, let's say you're not come out in England sage, you know, Lahakis. Let's say, Messiah, we're too money, they're arguing the conversation, yeah, but this ingredient, that ingredient, Messiah, we're too money, is he Nemo? Meaning, we started off Issa Heter a long time ago. The Sigur Masir from Yitumah is never negated to the Rabbalans or Edith Isha Bulbat. That's negated to the same part of the Kula. But we're saying with Masir from Yitumah in the Chumrah. Is there any Raya in the Chumrah? So the Achron bring down this question over the Dakachum exam. Do you say the Chumrah Masir from Yitumah? The Chedav Beis Yehuda, Peter wants to say, Maisa Lechopak Bekes Teraisa. That's be same upon Masir from Yitumah. They're not out to get you, right? They slipped it in. could be someone that's slipping in. They know how to slip things in. Every doctor knows how to slip things in. Wash his mutter. So finally, the mice comes up. Let's say real Mishnah Tumah over there. The mice says, who said it? Maybe, yeah. Tash in the Sakhamu, the Masa Moshe. As Moshe, we saw the Mishnah Tumah, but the Pesach Tumah. Kemal says, Loim Mutinu, anywhere the Masiyah Tumah is Nebel Chomo. Goyim have no namas. Not really, they have no namas. They're zero. Goyim are nothing. They don't count as anything. You know, the cat talks to you, tells you something, you believe it? Cat talks to you, maybe. But the mice, they're animals over here. We don't believe them over here, they're nothing. The actual mice being down two sides over here. So there's a shikl to ask question, are they never the same thing to me? Another way how to discuss the question is that Erkel Shulchan discusses, but let's say you do trust them. You do trust them. The way I was saying over is that they're for being trusted over here. Example, he comes over when he's angry at you, when they come on the fight over here, or a joke over here, you know, puts a trick inside, he's not never. But they comes over like, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, accidents happen, tshuva, as knowledge for you, something happened over here. So there is a nemonis there. The tshuva of how he's saying it over gives a curse for the nemonis. So there are for shulchan, the way he's saying it over gives a curse for the nemonis, so you gotta be a little bit foolish. If he said by poison, you wouldn't believe him? So I'm working out, sorry, I made a mistake. I thought the margin was butter. I couldn't tell the difference. I didn't realize blue was red, I thought red was blue here, you know, colorblind, whatever. So he put the butter on the steak instead of the margin on the steak. Instead of dark cover. And the mothers over here, actually, they come, it's a sort of way to believe them. Never really, you should believe them, says the chalk. In case of a tsura of the mothers, not on the come over here, but through the mothers, you really should believe them. It makes sense. Now, people have asked over the years, I don't know, I can't believe the guy. Listen, I trust him for my money. I've lent him so much money, tasting my accounts, and tasting my precious objects over here. And I can't really trust Mashkova. This way or that way, I can't be so much fun after I've tasted money once over here. After the camera, come on, how much money I trust him. He has access to my accounts over here. I can't trust him. So besides the horror stories that I've heard over the years, people that you trust over here. Well, let's say even you can't trust them. What happened? So, before again, on this chapter, he starts off about the idea of all the problems they get to having going in your house or trusting them. Let's think about it for a second. They have a different value system. Let's say, for example, you have a going in your house who believes in voodoo. Right? No, he says this rule, that rule, the other rule, third rule. Well, yeah, to honor and respect, you try to follow whatever he wants over there. If things go wrong, well, then come on, it's voodoo. I think it's don't tell things go wrong. Or if I need to go do something, it's voodoo, it's a joke over here. We don't appreciate voodoo. Right? It's, everyone knows it's nothing. To them, Yahadus is voodoo. Same thing. It's not money they understand. Bank accounts understand. Name they understand. Voodoo is Uji Uji, right? Very simple. What is that again? Okay, that's meaningless. It's Kain. I see a lot of people who are health reasons, the name of Dr. Gamak, you know, Kinab salt. So I've seen people, for others, Kinab salt, but they got to taste a little bit because they put a little bit of salt in for the other person. My mom cheated. I tell the person, he said no salt. Yeah, but it has some taste. I'm going to help them out, a little taste, and they don't know, a little salt up on the inside. So if that's what one year is doing for another year, come on, he doesn't know what baking is, or this type of spices, this type of thing. I'll put in the chef with it. He doesn't know what it is, it's voodoo anyway. We're really good. I'm trying to help him out, give a good taste. So Malik, I see it in the gear to diets or health or stuff like that. So why should that be any different in the gear to a guy? Do they trust money? Understand this thing just doesn't understand over here. Last one we have, Sefer Gimel, is the idea of leaving a symbol behind with a guy. So we have two sheets over here. You have this inside the fuss, something the mold that has a symbol to it, the bias of a guy. That means you came along, you made cheese over here, that's no problem. In this mold, the fuss you had over here, you left behind. The question is maybe a guy made cheese with your mold, with your symbol over here. The Mechaber says not to be chayshish because he thinks you were able to tell if you used his mold, not use his mold. The Molomite says you should be chayshish, less than mokm hefsid. He said, unless you put it in a specific area, mokm yuchod, then you won't take your mold over here. Otherwise, we do have to be chayshish, maybe he'll catch you using his schar over here. First, the ghetto, we're here 2 days ago. There's some points. Do with me.
The shiksa herself is vegetarian.
Yeah.
There
are a lot of things that shrink that are not a little bit vegetarian, and also if no, there are different levels of vegetarian. People who themselves, right. Certain people who. She obviously can stand the fact that you're eating meat, right? She can't. There are certain people who are vegetarian, they have to eat meat, oh my gosh, the FIFA or FIFA, they are.
So, 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 So what would she do?
She's obviously not the wife because she's in the house and they didn't eat the chicken.
No, she's not eating it. She doesn't eat.
She wants her food to taste good.
Considering it's not that type,
it's
good.
Not matching is not there. No, she's trying to answer. No. No, it's not either. But this, people ask me, what came out 2 days ago? What did we learn from what came out 2 days ago? So a couple things we learned, some of the shvach, some of the night. So one thing, for years I've been saying that, who said about Bachwood is excited with the Ashkenazi soccer. We hear from Say, the head of the OU in America, Say, the head of the OU in Israel, Say, he is not. But Mitzvah the Minig Shiboy, we heard publicly the story about the Akrai. And then Kurowski said, oh, we're also how they were making the hearts with sli on it and not washing it afterwards. And the guys, and he's trying to get a shkok. These people are trying to get a shkok to know you. Not like me, they don't have to answer to. They're trying to get a shkok to know you. And they don't want to change the hug of washing off the hearts from the dam that's on top. The Amos says you have to wash off. Why is that? Because it ruins the sphere of the hearts. So besides correct. Mikowski, he came along and wanted to say he's wrong on the law. But the point of your over, he was saying, I don't care, that he said over, that yeah, that's Ashkenazi meaning, that's not what we do over here. That means, I've asked tons of people, what right to be sent from Machbod? He said, it's a community Shemayim, but he does not care. We had two stinging rebukes upon the concept of someone who called Machbod to care for Ashkenazi. The kid likes to sing over how in Yeshiva they make a. As a kid, he used to make a second. What age you start smoking? We used to talk about age 16. My kid made a second in Yeshiva. What age you start eating machbod? That's the second to make. and he said, back at age 16. And that's, you know, that's when you start going, you know, you have your issues. At 16, we all start eating machbod around that age. Second is a survey. So, some odd reason, machbod became very kubal for them, you know, good restaurants or the cheaper the meat over here. By people who consider themselves Bnei Torah. One thing we saw very clearly, a very strong presentation by default, Rav Achud is not representing Ashkenazim. And again, I've asked Rav Meltzer, who says, tells people to eat their Mokh Matzarek. I asked him, do you speak to Rav Achud? Rav Achud said, yes, we try very hard to keep Ashkenazim talking. We see he tries, but I need a chai, I need a, my liver being, my heart will be not being ruined by the wash afterwards. So that says a lot about the Ashkocha itself, well, Mashkichim were running it to tell them we don't even try. And Mashkichim tell me we don't try, we're running the place by restaurants. So that's one thing you say, that how the world are people eating Machbod? And are people in this room who are looking down? So yeah, it's a great question. How in the world are people eating Machbod? Another thing to get to Machbod per se, for years I've asked people, check out the Shechita by Machbod. Person after person after person, they check out the Shechita. I've asked them, do you check out the Melicha? There are 10, 20 differences between Melicha, Sfadim, and Ashkenazim. No one has said, until 2 days ago, they checked out the Melicha. Rav Kurowski says, when I asked him about Melicha, I said, yeah, Shechita is easy. The hard thing is Melicha. Like, oh, Kavaldik. Yeah, he checked out the Melicha. He says the same thing. And the first person in about 20 years told me he actually checked it out, and that is actually the issue. And I said, Meisha, same thing. Okay, fine.
Meisha.
Yes, it's a plus, but people. You have to know what you're checking out. I mean, a lot of people, they swear, they check the shechita, and the melicha, what's the problem? Like, are they doing the same thing? So he's the first person, and he said that was the issue. He told us, forget it, shechita is a big deal. No, it is a big deal, but you know, but the main thing is melicha here, instead of, I think it's a belt itself, right? The main thing is melicha here, not the shechita. Fine. Another thing we heard, that he mentioned that the gear to the OU taking it to his restaurant, he said to Beit Yosef, both Chacham Sofer's and Elbas Kocha are worthless. Said over a couple of times, three times said over, are worthless. Also, a very stinging rebuke against. Now, he said why they're worthless, Yesh London, that's a good enough reason, why not? But you usually don't hear one Ashkocha bashing publicly another Ashkocha in such a style.
Especially after it was said that he doesn't talk about other Ashkocha.
But he said, now, in our stores, you would not take Beit Yosef. Both Chacham Sofer's and another one. We'll leave that other one as is. They're worthless. And then, of course, I come home and then my kids eating one of Chamad, it's Chacham Sofer. Fine, it's my kid. Why? My wife? Yeah, someone else bought it from their house. So, yeah, fine. So. Maisa, another point. Maisa, people get out after this. So we eat Harvey. I don't know who Harvey is. I don't know if the restaurant or not. We eat in the Papagaya, stuff like that. The mice, he sounded great. But as everyone knows, sounding great, and yes, going to come to sound great. He sounded wonderful. The rules he set over. So really, to get to Hashkoch, there are really two or three things. Number one is the protocols. Number two, Pekuach. In the Pekuach, there are really two things. In the Pekuach itself, the implementation, if sure happens. And afterwards, let's say it doesn't happen, for whatever reason, is there any follow-up by class and what goes on? Really, there are three sections over here. To get to protocols, so OU in America is known to the protocols of being clear. You can find out. That means Yavonut Mahadri might have better protocols, but they don't implement it. OU is known to have a protocol, very clear, email them within the correct hours, get email back. This is our shita. So I asked Rabbi K, and he came over and he said over here, I used to have any protocols. I asked him for, so yeah, email them. He has to find them, the computer, this, that, other, like even you have to find them, the computer until they get them. That's like not OU style already. So I emailed him for, right away, for the three things, what does he give to establishments, what's protocols, what's our home business, and what are for companies. And they asked him more for treatment. So I said, how can you send me all the protocols?
So he answered a lot.
I want what they give really sense to people. Words are like contract is very important. What he sends people is very important. The fact they sit down with them and tell them things as one dagger. Print and having it is a whole different dagger. Those cashes who don't have things in print, or those are in print not being found, it's a different ballgame. You go to a doctor. In this country, the rule is get everything in print, because otherwise they say what they want to sign. Send me to get a scrub, they can talk to Rachel tomorrow. The OU's mind is print. You call other scrubs in this country, they don't have them in print. So there's a problem. So I asked him, it's 2 days later already, still waiting for him. Yes, protocols are very important in a scrub. You don't have any rules printed, it takes away the value of what they're saying. So please, tell Zevi Kalba, please email to me.
He said
I don't want anyone to come. I want to see what they're presenting to a store. I missed the store. Do you get any protocols? And the guy told me that he doesn't remember getting any protocols. I don't think that. Yes, protocols are very important. What's a contract? What do they do? What's being told? Not being told in lip service. What's being told in print? What's better than print? So first of all, protocols. That's number one. Number two is he can say what he wants. Is he implementing them? And also on a follow-up. Those are three things over here. Now, the problem here is, obviously, we're Amarach in the field, and these are the two kings in the field. Right, they should know how to answer everybody and everything over here. What we really should do is really do our homework, and not bring people to, let's bring away Cooper and have a show off over here. No, that's not going to happen. No one's going to fight with one another. He's not coming. He's not happening that way. What you should do is go over to Rabbi Cooper or other one in the field over here, or Rabbi Bam. People know this thing and ask them, what are the questions we should be asking? Where are the blind spots? Yes, and what should the answers be? I mean, we should come with a list of questions, not as Amaratsim, knowing what the questions are. That means you should go over to other people who know the field. And tell us, what if you were checking things out, what would your questions be? Don't bring up a Cooper. Don't say, this is his questions. No, just ask him, or others like him, what are we supposed to be looking for? What are the questions? And then what are the answers? What the answers would be? What are they saying? You know, where they're switching? What are the nuances? They know how to answer. Now, I'm not going to be here the next couple of days. You can bring anyone you want. Anyone that Rabbi Dr. Nisky says to bring, he's up to it. You want to bring Rabbi Kalbach, Rabbi K, or Rabbi Kuku, and any topic you want, it's up to Rabbi Nisky and Zev. You guys are in charge of the room over here.
I'm going to America.
You guys, if you bring anyone you want, I would love to hear what they have to say. Please do that over here. Fine, I'm leaving, but actually yesterday I was looking around for somebody to say look for a commercial, somebody at the end of the stage over here. And yes, I was walking around to see who to go say. So Tulsi comes over to me and says, what are you looking for? What do you need? Nasim Nishma. So I said, really? Nasim Nishma. Yeah, Nasim Nishma. So I said, okay, I'm looking for somebody to say something and today and Thursday. And he's like, I'm applying for somebody. Like, no. Nasim Nishma. So Bez Hashem, then to say today, we have the Ilma have this course. I mean, Mechazik told you and children, we Mechazik you. I'm not sure what. Be excited to hear it. Please record it. I'm dying to hear it. And the Meister, he's talking this, that. Lashon HaRan Eretz Yisrael. Nasim Nishma, and I was critical of Haki Yus. No, Mamma, she has to go say now. And it'll be an exciting thing over here.
He's saying downstairs.
It'll be Gavaldik over here. But Ben Hashem, I'll come back Wednesday. The flight was to come back Wednesday time for share. Now, obviously, it's not always Miyotei, so I'll give you a Chibur Wednesday. Whenever I show up, whether I have to down first or whatever, Wednesday, either 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, but we have to move on. Next Sugi is a Gishmak, a Peltik, a very political Sugi over here, could be tested from Alpha above. The main shell is, can you have home business out of the Ashkoffel here, while you're even this little neighbor over here, to have the Gishmak, a Sugi, that's what I'm talking about.